This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, a former Guantanamo detainee gets his day in court. Ahmed Khalfan Gilani was once defined as an enemy combatant. Now he's the first Guantanamo detainee to be tried in a civilian court. And we're going to talk about that this morning with Karen Greenberg, a scholar who's written extensively about Guantanamo and terrorism. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why would Gilani be the first of the various Guantanamo detainees to be tried in this way?
Well, I think the reason is that he's being tried for the embassy bombings attacks in 1998 in Africa. And the courts have already tried people for this crime. They've convicted them, and they are serving life sentences in the Supermax in Colorado. And so I think the government made the guess that they knew how to try this kind of crime. They knew the strategies they could pursue. They knew what worked to get a conviction. And so it was a good one to try.
So they're hoping, not to use an embarrassing phrase, a slam dunk. They're hoping it's a slam dunk.
Well, I think originally they were hoping that. I think now they think it might be a little more complicated than they thought.
The presiding judge has thrown out or barred the testimony of a key government witness, a man who says he sold Gilani TNT to use to blow up those embassies in Tanzania and Kenya.
That's correct. And it was a rather, I would say, courageous decision on the part of this judge. It's really the first time that something that is related to torture has been dealt with head-on in an American court, in a civilian court. And he basically said, and we'll see the reasoning for this later on, but basically this is because the enhanced interrogation of Gilani is what led to this evidence, that this evidence will not be produced in court.
Well, the fact that that piece of evidence has been thrown out, does that throw out the question of torture as well, or will that still be a factor at the trial?
It's a very good question. It has haunted the pretrial proceedings for at least 8 months on four different occasions. And maybe it's behind us now that the trial starts, but my guess is it's going to pop up here and there at least.
Is there still a lot of evidence against Gilani?
Well, we don't know that. We do know. That's what we're going to find out. That's why we have trials. And I'm sure there's evidence beyond this particular witness. There's a long witness list. And again, there's the record that was produced in the other embassy bombings, the tapes of bin Laden. The judge ruled could be introduced into court. That was effective in the earlier embassy bombings trials, making the link between, you know, sort of a large link between the atmospherics of al-Qaeda and people who participated in al-Qaeda plans. So we'll see what happens.
Karen Greenberg, I want to ask about another thing. I'm remembering some months ago, Attorney General Eric Holder was asked about putting Guantanamo detainees in a civilian courtroom, and they kept asking him, well, what happens if this guy goes free? What if he is not convicted? And as I recall, Holder's answer was basically, well, we're just going to convict him. We're going to convict him. But let me ask you, what happens if Gilani should be acquitted? Does he go free?
Well, that's a good question. The Obama administration and this judge, actually, in his recent memo, have laid the grounds for what we would call a probable detention based on the fact that he would be some sort of prisoner of war that we could keep until the end of hostilities with the Taliban, al-Qaeda, however they want to define it. But I, for one, think we should wait and see what happens in this trial before we begin talking about acquittal. And in a way, it sort of it poisons the atmosphere. I mean, it's a trial. And
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Ms. Greenberg, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Karen Greenberg of New York University's Center on Law and Security.